Welcome. To listen to channeling, I recommend that while I'm preparing, that you take a moment to close the outward facing eyes and make the attention, the intention, to bring the attention inwards. Turn those eyes inwards. Bring the attention to how you physically feel in the heart and center. And if you don't notice much, to the physical sensation of breath moving in the body. And to the sensation of the in the body as a whole, without trying to name that, but as somewhere to keep the attention returning. And then you register your own resonances and feelings when you're receiving. Every channeling is always an energy transmission, not just the words. It's not just information. All right, so we're asking right now about, where are we collectively at the point of this autumn equinox, but also as we sail into the latter half of this year, or the latter part of this year? Some of the major landmarks of our own collective evolution, from a perspective that's a team of guides, if you like. Well, I want to say guides because they're more like overseers, overlighting the ascension process, working with us at this time, but more overlighting and overseeing, communicating with the collective of human consciousness as a whole, allowing for the fact we all have our individual parts to play in this picture. We've heard from the overseers in 2020, last year, when they were speaking of the questions that the collective consciousness of humanity was asked about its own, to engage its own free will in the process of the ascension. And the question was, are we prepared to do what is necessary to follow through on a much earlier choice? Are we prepared to do what is necessary to continue to coexist within Gaia throughout the planetary ascension and the ascension of human consciousness? So are we prepared to take the action that is necessary? And it's our action that's being healed, how we take action, why we take action, why we think we need to, how we're being motivated, what we're trying to achieve. That's in a healing process right now. So these are the, this is what's in view as we go into this message I can feel coming through now. All right. Keeping that focus physical while you listen. I'm receiving the energy. And I would love to hear at the end of this your own insights, what arrives and lands with you while you sit with this. Will we each bring something to what's being received, and we help each other when we share. Beloveds, you are at a juncture in your own evolution yet again, where we are intervening. For it is yet again time for you to be asked a question that humanity unanimously needs to answer for itself in its connected hearts. See, we don't speak to your minds. We don't ask your heads to engage themselves in these kind of answers, for you are so much more than your minds, as you know. You are becoming the knowingness of the moreness that you are, the interconnected grandness. You're very uncomfortable with that as a phrase. For grandness does not mean superiority. This is the illusion. Grandness simply isness. It does not mean better or worse than. It is a celebratory phrase to put you in touch with the beauty of your own majesty and the majesty of your own sovereignty, and the sovereignty that arises when you contact your inner knowingness. your inner knowingness that arises from the I who knows itself to be one with all that is, with all life within itself, the I who knows itself as oneness embodied. And this is what we wish to speak to you of today. For the I that knows itself as oneness embodied is emptying out the mind of the I who does not, has not, has had to survive by not, has had to survive by knowing itself as disconnected and separate within all that is. There is a mind emptying out that is not just individual, not just relegated to a few individuals here, but a collective mind emptying out. Each of you who are on your own path will at some point encounter this in detail. This is a collective movement being supported. And there is a very good reason for it. The mind emptying, the emptying out of mind is so that the thoughts that direct your actions can arise from the one consciousness, the oversoul of consciousness. That is humanity. Awakening, deepening, and acting upon at this point its interconnectedness as a collective body of consciousness. You are being emptied out of knowing what to do. You are being emptied out of knowing what to think. You are being emptied out of knowing how to act. In your individual ways, you're being emptied of the past scripts governing mind. And action, and how mind and action are connected, so that you can listen, so that in emptiness itself, you can hear thoughts coming through to each mind from the overmind of all humanity as it listens to itself in its deepening interconnectedness. As it more deeply reflects the divine mind of all that is, coming home to itself. Though this is your journey, of course, you know this, all of you. So we are asking you to, are you, if you would be obliged, or, no, it's not quite, yes, would you be obliged? Do you oblige? Why the word oblige here? I'm getting in the way of this because I'm coming up against something that's just not scanning. So I just want to take a moment, try and get myself further out of the way and let the word come through that wants to come through instead of arguing with the message while it's happening. I must do this with clarity. Here we go. Would you oblige us by asking yourselves, am I prepared to empty my mind of all I've been told about how I should be and act and do, and instead listen to the guidance that comes from within, arriving as inspiration, as insight, as a light bulb in the dark, in the mystery of not knowing, are you prepared to allow yourselves to be taken into not knowingness as a collective? You will be supported. You will be helped. But this control, arch nemesis of the mind, is in its own dissolve and collapse process. We are enlightening you in some regards of simply the next step in this process you are already in. But it requires conscious, chosen consideration, collaboration with the process. Are you prepared to be invited more deeply in to the not knowingness of the mind? In this space, fears will arise, but also control will dissolve. And a deeper capacity for listening to the overmind of humanity, which is listening to the divine mind of totality, which is one with the infinite, will come in, will guide, will inspire, will enlighten, will in light. Light in is information in. Those of you hearing this, need not answer mentally, but rather feel how you feel, where this question takes you inside yourself. On the other side of the fear that can arise is a deep peace, and it is peace of the mind to which you are being invited as a human collective. This is the question being asked now. You will all be answering at a deeper level of awareness than the one that listens with eyes and mind in this moment to these words. But we like to bring this to your attention, because why not invite the conscious mind more fully into the processes happening below the surface, shall we say, in the deeps of your beingness? Why not invite your conscious awareness to join in the party? For this is the point, and this is what evolution is doing now. Yes, it is about allowing yourselves to be fully human, and also fully aware of the more than human that you are, the all of who you are, and how that all of who you are is included in what it means to be human. And that what it means to be human is a changing, expanding, ever-growing definition. And we check in with you consciously now, not just unconsciously, but consciously. We engage you in your own process, because this is where you are. You are more consciously aware of what has up until now always been unconscious processes. And unconscious processing. Do we honor you? We come in as overseers, and to many of you, this word itself has overtones of authority, and this is not what the word itself is for. It's not what it means. Overseeing means seeing the overview and listening with the eyes of nurture and loving compassion. What is required to support the whole process? And we focus here, we are focused in this one level, if you like, of overseeing. It is not the overseer, as is such a has become a rather twisted, distorted meaning of that word in many arenas here on earth. So this is not the energy we bring. And we honour you deeply. We do not know what it's like for you. We are not where you are. But we are watching over you with loving compassion and care, listening for how we can nourish and nurture, support the process you are in. For the choices you make affect the totality of all that is. So, of course, we are watching over. Of course, we are many. And of course, we deeply care. We love you and thank you. Until next time, beloveds. So I invite you to listen to the resonances in your heart and body and let the mind rest from trying to analyze meaning just in these moments. It will come in later for sure, if you wish. Allowing whatever you got from that transmission to integrate lovingly, safely, kindly. And what I'm hearing from them is saying that we are here as benevolent supporters of the process that you have chosen to go through. They're saying that we watch over as more guardians and caretakers. And they say, yes, we are invested with authority. But that authority is not authority over, it's authority with. A template that humanity is seeding in itself in many arenas at this time and has been for some time. Authority with. It's a template for authority that is part of the new, say, the new Earth architecture. Yeah, and it feels like next time we bring through, we meet with these guys that we could bring through. I will open a forum for questions. So if questions come now while you're sat with this, I'd love to. Do you drop me a line in the comments and we can pick some of those up after the transmission. There's a sense of kind of misunderstanding as well around the overseers, and it comes from a long history of overseeing being in a dynamic, like they say, of superiority and subservience in earth terms. And if you're over something, there's a domination going on, and they're really quite sensitive to how we're quite raw to that and how that's such a part of our cultural understanding of this dynamic. And although it doesn't bear any reflection to how they are, they're still using this term because I think they're saying it's important that we allow some of these things to be brought up in us, but also to heal so that we begin to let go of these cultural templates and not take them with us where we're going. So they're kind of, yeah. That's for anyone who's, yeah, wondering at that use of the word there, the overseers. Or feeling, you know, how feeling something around that. Suggestion is to let those feelings come and show themselves and move and to ask, all right, what's underneath this? What's the new of this? What's the new truth of this? You know, in me, in you, in us. Let's see if there's anything else that wants to come through. Feels like the energy is still running, so I'm reluctant to shut down. Beloveds, thank you for still being with us. We would love to speak with you on now. There is indeed an exciting evolutionary leap you are all about to make as architects of the new earth, engineers, architects, builders, designers, innovators, creatives. This is what the new earth is founded upon. It's creativity. Creativity is not always about art and music. It's creativity is consciousness. Consciousness is creativity. And you are the embodiment of consciousness. Therefore, you are each the embodiment of creativity. You are creativity personified. And as you are released from your old slave bonds, overseers, you can be aligned with the breath of consciousness, which is the breath, the alchemical breath of creativity in you, and become the creative you really, truly are. You can break the boundaries on the definitions of what it means to be a creative. For anyone with inspiration is breathing that breath of creativity. Inspiration can be for any arena of human functionality. You are already well into the infrastructure development of the engineering stages of your new earth architecture, as it is. Structures are coming, are evolving to support the solidifying of concepts which have been being birthed in you since the 1980s, obviously since before, but en masse since the 1980s. You're making it real. You are making it solid. You're builders. You're building it. It's happening. The old world is not where you are. It doesn't even need looking at. You are well underway. Well beyond the foundational stage. In engineering and being the architects within a new earth, and you are architects, you get to choose. The difference is you're not making choices from a place of being disconnected. You're making choices from a place of feeling what's right for you. That's making a choice from a place of being connected. Not doing what you think you should do, what somebody else tells you to do. The ideas that come from above and are imposed onto you and over the earth. But feeling into and listening to and then acting upon what's right for you. You always get to choose. That's what being human means. That's what you're put here for. Free will is your divine right. When you're choosing to align your free will with the divine, it's not about abandoning your humanity. It's about abandoning your transcending, letting go of, dissolving your sense of separation, so that when your choices come, what feels right, what you're going to do, what you've got to do, what you feel is right for you, it's coming from that place of connectedness, which means you're listening as one within a whole, not as an isolated unit, as our channel likes to say. You're doing it, beloveds. You are it. You're on it, as you would say. You are in full flow. Focus on what excites you. We always say this. We'll always continue to say it. We don't feel you can be reminded enough, even when the world about you falls to the ground. Focus on what excites you. Everyone is cared for in this picture. Everybody. You don't have to be the angel for someone that would hurt you, if it would hurt you to do so. There are angels aplenty. We are all at work, here to help. And this world needs, really actually does need you. Every single one of you. We love you, thank you. We're here for you. Everybody is. Every one is. Every being is. All of consciousness, you could say, is here for you. Thank you. We are Sirius. We are from Sirius. Oh, we're serious beings bringing through light transmissions is what I get there. Part of my connected family. Beautiful. Thank you. Right. So where are we? Where are we at? Is there another? Do we have? No, I'm just not a message. I'm just feeling that frequency, that resonance of joy all pervading now, filling the field. And it's like this flood. And they're showing me it's like flooding the planet, us, flooding, not the planet, but the field of collective consciousness. It's not flooding. No, it's flooding us, sorry. Those of us who are here in this transmission here now, okay, and who will connect with it in the future. Okay, right. Thank you so much. Wow. Well, that was, really beautiful to be there for. So thank you, those of you who've sat in the field and received. I'd love to hear what landed with you throughout that. Because like I say, when you share what lands for you, and if you post it in the comments, it's going to speak to somebody else. And it's going to help them connect to something that might have landed for them, but maybe they didn't quite remember or it didn't register. So it can be a really helpful thing for each other to just say, I got this from that, I heard this, or this is what happened while I was listening. So I can't recommend that enough. All right, guys. If you think you want to sit in meditation, then get in touch with me via the website. It's at the bottom of the screen. And just get in touch, because those are going to be online groups which we get to sit in connectivity and share that space together and be with what comes through for alignment. So here's a beautiful equinox, and hoping allowing the months to come to be infused with ease and grace, and inviting in those blessings. Lots of love.